Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
Play you a clip that was something that was going on this morning on our Altitude Sports Network next door.
It's great.
They're our sports station. We're all under the same Kroenke Sports and Entertainment umbrella. And who's their morning show over there, Josh?
Mosier, Lombardi, and Kane. So Mark Mosier, Vic Lombardi, and Brett Kane.
Okay, but before Mosier and
Vic
get
Brett.
In, it's just Brett.
Brett Kane in the morning.
And who's Steve?
Yeah.
Steve Nelson. Yeah, he's the producer over there. Yep.
Yeah, so apparently, I guess those clowns were talking about me this morning.
They were.
Got me all fired up, and then I was like, send me that audio. We're going to play it right here on Mix 100.
Yeah.
You guys want to hear what was
going on?
I do. I'm very interested now.
I guess they were fired up because, you know, I hit a milestone anniversary here at Mix, and they handed me a big package of tickets to go see Nuggets games.
Yeah.
And one of those tickets is Courtside Seats, which is coming up here in about a week or so. And I'm pretty excited.
I'm pretty excited.
Get to go sit courtside.
Jeez, yeah, it's like a dream.
Kind of a big deal. Never done that. You know, I feel pretty darn special. Well, I guess they're pretty fired up next door because they're the sports guys. They're everything sports.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And none of them are getting handed courtside ticket seats.
Well, when they're here,
you are kind of big man on campus.
They años, then they can as well, right?
Can we play the audio? Let's just do a couple minutes worth. Here you go.
In about a week and a half, Jeremy, the morning show host on Mix 100, is actually going to be sitting courtside at a Nuggets game.
And he doesn't even like sports.
And so before he goes to that game, we're going to give him some advice about how to carry yourself courtside at a Nuggets game.
I love Jeremy. I think Jeremy's a great guy. The fact that he's going and sitting courtside at a sport that he does not care about and will not appreciate in the way that I will actually upsets me.
Mm-hmm. He got the tickets because he celebrated 20 years working for this company. He's been doing Mix 100 for 20 years, and so they said, appreciate your time. Here's a pair of courtside tickets to see Nuggets versus Jazz on March 28th. So, Brett, you got about 14 more years to go, and then you get your free courtside tickets there, pork chop.
Hey,
saddle up.
I know that we're all teammates here in this building. He's my competitor, and we're just giving him free tickets? I mean, I know that we aren't fighting for the same demo. Like, he's probably, what is their demo? Like, teenage girls going to school, whatever that is? I'll take teenage girls going to school listening to this show. We're competing. And this guy gets courtside seats that I essentially am handing over to him because we give away tickets on this show. What is this? This guy's out here 20 years. This is your reward. You've gotten the same paycheck for 20 years and now all of a sudden get to sit courtside? What about me?
Just because he punches the clock and plays Sabrina Carpenter, you're killing him on air? What's the problem?
I'm not killing Jeremy.
What's the problem?
This is all jealousy coming out, okay?
Uh-huh.
This is just jealousy. It has nothing to do with him. It has to do with me. Who's he going to take to the game? His kids?
Or his wife?
Is Grismer considered one of his kids now because he's on that morning show with him?
I have been told that his wife actually is a sports fan, so she's probably educating him a little bit too of, that guy's Aaron Gordon.
You know what actually bothers me about Jeremy? Again, in a complimentary way. Jeremy's been doing, you said 20 years he's been on Mix? 20?
Yeah.
Morning radio will slowly kill people, okay? you will age like a president if you do morning radio. He looks the exact same age he did 15 years ago. That bothers me too.
Every single morning he comes in here and he microwaves his breakfast and he has the same thing. He has some plain oatmeal, just heats up the oats. Puts a little bit of blueberries in there, puts it in the microwave, sprinkles a little bit of heat in there, so it's just piping hot. He has that for breakfast every morning.
I guess that's a secret.
He treats his body like a temple. He doesn't wake up with, you know, Coors Banquets like you and Moj.
Oh my God, Nelly knows your breakfast order.
Well, he knows my routine for sure.
That is so funny.
So if you just tuned in, that was over there at 92.5 Altitude.
Yeah.
The sports guys were going off about me because I get the courtside seats and they don't get them.
Yeah.
So they're pretty fired up. It sounds like they want me over there on the show the day of.
Yeah.
We'll see if we can figure that out somehow.
You have to, at the same time.
And they're going to give me crap on air about getting those
seats. They're going to quiz you. You're going to get quizzed. You got to study for that test, buddy.
I think that whole thing is funny to me because what was it last week? Brett was so complimentary of me in that little bit of audio.
Yeah.
He's very nice.
Yeah.
Wasn't it just last week that I was like, who's that guy?
What's his name?
Is it Brett or Brent? Is it Brett? Is it Brent?
I have worked with this guy for
I've seen him in the halls for quite a while, and I have no idea if it's Brett or Brent. And here he is saying nice things about me. So anyway, kind of funny that this here morning show made an appearance on the sports station yesterday or this morning.
That was funny, man. You got some green-eyed monsters over there. They're jealous.
I know. Yeah.
They
well,
are jealous.
You
want
to make them jealous, get courtside seats to a Nuggets
right.
game.
Seriously. That's so much fun.
Oh, my gosh. The fact that he said you're one of Jer's kids, I laughed so hard.
It's pretty good.
I know.
Pretty darn good.
What is that?
So thanks to the sports boys this morning. All right, here's how this works. Remember those social media accounts I was telling you about? If you've got a dilemma going on, we encourage you guys to send off a message. This time around, it is from Clara. She says, hey, JKJ, my name is Clara. I am 8 months pregnant, and my husband Ryan and I are in the final stages of planning for the big day, a.k.a. the moment I push a tiny human out of my body.
Aww,
little human baby child.
It's your push day.
It's our push day. Clara says, here's the issue. My husband and his family have this tradition of having the new grandma in the delivery room.
Oh, no.
When the grandbaby is born. It goes back many years, like she's there to help or something, LOL, is what she wrote. At first, I agreed to let my mother-in-law be there. She's great. I love her. But now that reality is setting in, I'm kind of backpedaling. Do I want her front row for one of the most vulnerable moments in my life? My husband says it would be nice to include her, especially since my parents have both passed away, which is sweet, I guess. Maybe it would be nice if she was there filming the big moment and getting some pictures. I'm not 100%, though. I told him I was second-guessing this decision, and then they hit me with, or check that, then he hit me with, this isn't just your baby, you need to compromise. So let's talk about this so-called family tradition. Just because something is a tradition doesn't mean it has to keep happening, right? Ugh. Now he's all butthurt, acting like I'm breaking some sacred family code, and I feel guilty. Mm-hmm. Here's a question. Am I being unreasonable for changing my mind, or should I just go with the family flow and make him and his mom happy with the tradition, and it'll carry on? Help me out, JKJ. Help me out. Love the show. You guys are hilarious, and that's from Clara. So if you want to sound off about this, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649 will get you here into the Mix 100 studios. So what do you think, you guys? Jeez. Having the mother-in-law in the delivery room with you. Jeepers, right, Josh?
Jeepers. That is a jeepers. Look, I'm a guy. I want to be in the waiting room smoking the cigar and being like, it's a boy or a girl. And I go, hey, there we go. That's awesome. I don't think as a man, like, do I have any say? Like, if my wife wants me in there, yes, absolutely, I'll be there. But, I mean, Katie, I don't think I have a say in this.
I don't know. I'm, like, mad for Clara right now.
Why are you guys so mad?
I'm mad that he said, you need to remember that this is both of our babies.
Katie, it is.
I understand that you helped make it, but the woman carries that baby, and there has to be some type of light that shines on that. There has to be some type of hyper-focus on that, because it's not just about what she wants because she carried the baby. It's about what she wants because when you're having a baby, it is an extreme medical event. So many things can go wrong. And if you don't want all those people in that room because you want it just to be you and your husband, that is up to you. And I just feel like with this specifically, the fact that they're trying to push it on her because it's a family tradition, I don't think they're taking her into consideration at all. And she should be the person they should take into consideration the most. When I was having Zoe, Joe's stepmom wanted to be in the delivery room with us. And I love Mary Beth. Like, I love her so much. But I remember telling Joe, I don't know who's gonna have to tell her no, but I have no problem doing it, because she really wanted to be there just so she could have that part of life, right? Like, she wanted that memory.
It's a special moment.
It is a special
moment. Grandchild. That's, you wouldn't want somebody else in there, like, enjoying that with you?
No.
She brought your husband into the world.
But do you know how vulnerable you are as a woman? And the last thing you want is have to worry about other people's emotions.
Yeah, but the mom's gone through that.
Other people's feelings.
The mom knows what's going on.
But especially for me, that was the first time I was going to go through it. I wanted to be able to focus on me and focus on what I needed to do in that moment.
You still can.
Harder. It's harder when there's more people in there. You already have doctors and nurses and everybody running around. But here's the thing.
What?
This is my opinion. This is my verse on this. Like, anybody who's had a baby, they have their own. So if somebody's like, I want my mother-in-law in there, then
But she agreed to it. So she did eventually. She started off with agreeing to this.
But then she realized, because I'm sure then she went through Lamaze classes. She went through the things you need to go to have a baby. And she's like, wait a minute. This is a little more extreme than I thought it was going to be. So she backtracked.
You're passionate. You are fired up. This is good.
You have to be. You have to be. And I completely.
But you know somebody out there is going to be like, Katie's crazy right now. Like, have the family in there. Have her film.
No.
Have her take pictures.
No.
It's a special moment shared by the entire family. It's the first grandchild coming out. How magical and special will that be for everybody in the room?
And she can watch it
and
on video as well.
And she's probably going to be fine. Well, like you said, there's already 15 people in there.
Yeah, who are trained to be in there. But
think about that, Katie. Like, you had Zoe, the one and done. I mean, that's a very special moment. Didn't you want that to be shared?
Full phone lines this morning. Sarah, thanks for holding. So what are your thoughts on Clara's situation?
Hi. I think that I couldn't have said it any better than Katie. I think that it's a really big bummer that her husband isn't standing up for her and her changing her mind. And I think kind of shame on them, him and the grandma, for not making sure that her comfort is the number one priority. I said it's their baby, but it's her birth, and he needs to prioritize her comfort.
Yeah. It's weird to backpedal now, though, don't you think? Like, if she agreed, husband is excited to be in there, mother-in-law's excited to be in there, and now that she's pulling that out, that's, like, mean, I think.
I think it's mean on them to her. Yeah. I don't think she has every right to change her mind up until literally the moment of. She could say, never mind, I didn't want you in there. Oh, just kidding, I do. And then she has every right to do that no matter what at any point in time.
So you are firmly in camp no grandma
I'm
in the room.
Hard. Well, I mean, the grandma can be in the room. It's her choice.
Yeah. It's right. Up to Clara. Yeah.
But you're telling Clara to say no.
Yeah.
All right.
Whatever she wants.
Mm-hmm. Got your vote, Sarah. Thank you for calling. Have a good morning.
Thank you,
Sarah. Thank you.
Bye, girl. Barbara, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello. So what do you think? Should mother-in-law be allowed in the room?
Well, my son was born almost 35 years ago, and my mother was in the room with us during my labor. And then she decided to leave, or she said she was going to leave, even though I told her she could stay. I mean, I didn't care who was in the room. And then he was born on the anniversary date of the 1906 earthquake, or San Francisco earthquake. And we were in San Jose. And when the earthquake struck, she ran back in the room. And my husband just handed her the video camera and said, here, film it.
So, this is the strangest story ever.
You had an earthquake during your labor?
Yes. Dang. And I was getting ready to push him out. The doctor had just walked in. And I thought my husband and the nurse were hitting the bed and shaking it. And then I realized that there is nothing underneath because you're on a gurney.
Sure.
And my husband was thinking, how am I going to get her out of here when she's just about
I would have rolled with it. I feel like that'd be easier to get the baby out.
Shake your baby out.
Just shake the baby right out. Plop, out it comes.
No. Yeah.
Best earthquake ever. Barbara, we got to get to some other calls, but thank you so much for calling this morning. So that's a strange call.
but still.
That's wild.
But still, she controlled her birth.
She controlled her destiny.
Even in an earthquake and everything.
So she's a no?
Dang,
she's a
no, Barbara. Yeah.
Laura, welcome to the show.
Hi there.
Hey, you. So what are you thinking about this? She promised and said, yeah, it's cool. You guys can be in the delivery room. And then she's backpedaling. Is that all right?
So I'm going to preface this with the fact that this is like what I do for work. Like, I work in OBGYN.
Perfect. You're the expert then.
So I have two points really quick. One, the labor and delivery nurses, who are the ones who do this all the time, so they are the experts, they'll kick your husband out at the moment if you decide.
Wow. Thank you.
Huh.
If you say, I just want to be alone because, there's a lot going on. And if you're in so much pain or something's going wrong and you say, I just want to be alone, I just need a minute, they'll be like, Dad, get out of here.
Like, I remember that from when Nick Nack had our kiddos. Like, they're on it and they are there. They will crack down on anything in that room.
Yeah.
They are
and
definitely on it.
And those are the people who go through this all the time, every day with people. So I think, like, taking the fact that they'll even kick the husband out, like, no one has a right to be in there besides
mom and who's taking care of mom and baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if it's agreed upon beforehand, that's the issue.
But it changes so much.
Then at some point, if she kicks mom out, then she does. But
yeah.
But here's the thing. When it's your first pregnancy, because it sounds like it is for her, you don't really know. I've had one kid, and I wasn't in this field when I was pregnant. And at first, you're like, oh, maybe I'll have a water birth. Maybe I'll do all the things. Ooh, this is, like, great. You get on with it, and then they're talking about, like, stitches and emergency C-sections and making sure you know the risks of everything. And you're like, oh, my gosh, I didn't realize how... Yeah. You know, I thought it was going to be this beautiful bringing life into the world moment. And it is that, but it's also like.
But again, the
horrifying.
Mother-in-law
yeah,
has.
It's also kind of grisly.
Yeah.
But still, it's another woman in there who has given birth, who's been through the experience. It's not like you're inviting your Uber driver in to watch what's
doctor.
Going on. No, but she knows what's going to go on and what happens and the biology behind it.
That still doesn't automatically...
That's a cop-out, I think.
No, you make a great point, Laura. She knows what happens to her. Everybody's different. And when you get in there, it hits you. It really does. You're like, I'm about to have a baby, and then everything changes. So I think
maybe at that moment she can say, okay, mother-in-law, I need you to leave. But I think initially she promised to let the mother-in-law be in there for the family tradition.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people initially promise their husband to be there to hold their hand, and then they say, get out. So,
right.
Yeah.
Get out.
Exactly.
Yeah,
right.
Katie was cussing. Katie said the F word.
Yeah, I did. So I didn't have any drugs or anything. I had Zoe all natural, and there was at one point I said the same swear word like 20 times in a row. And the nurse told me that I should watch my mouth because I'm about to be a mommy. And and then I yelled at her, and then I had to apologize to a nurse. But you're right. Like, that delivery room is so chaotic. And I think that it's very much you don't know what you're getting into until you're in it.
No wonder you're so mad about this. Like, no drugs?
Like, the real of it is that, yeah, she promised her when she was probably, like, early on and didn't really know exactly what can happen. But when you get like more along in your pregnancy, you start to get really anxious and you're like huge and you're like, how am I going to get this thing out of me? And that, like, your doctor will educate you on, here's things that can kind of go wrong because it does not go perfectly every time.
But if that happens, and then that's the point when people leave the room, right? But what if it's an absolutely flawless, perfect birth? Then mother-in-law's in there for the trend.
It doesn't.
You have two kids. Did it go perfectly great every time, or did your wife need stitches and more?
The second one was an emergency C-section,
so it definitely did not go as planned.
Laura, hold on. Laura, we've got people that have been on hold for like 14 minutes. I love you to pieces.
Yes, thank you so much,
I appreciate
Laura.
You so much for calling in this morning. We do have to get to a few more other callers, but you're the expert for sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
But thank you for your input
because you shined a huge light on this.
You can call us whenever you want, all right?
Okay. Have a good day, guys.
Thanks, Laura.
Thanks,
bye.
Laura. She's so sweet. If anyone else wants to sound off about this, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. All right. I'm going to do Vicky and then Robert. They've been holding the longest. Hi, Vicky.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for holding for so long. So what do you think about having the mother-in-law in the delivery room? Clara originally said, yes, you could be in there.
I think that at the beginning, let her be in there. And then, like they said, as it goes along, if you change your mind, the mother, you know, you have to make sure she understands. I may ask you to leave the room. When my daughter had my first grandchild, the delivery wasn't especially easy. And there were a few times she asked us all to leave the room. And then she let us come back in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I like that. I'm not against that at all.
You can always come back in. We didn't even talk about that yet. You can totally come back in.
Yeah, she just needed to be alone for a few minutes. And so let her be in there for the beginning, and at least she's close by once the baby's born.
Wouldn't it be nice to have somebody in there, though, to film it and take pictures? Because I will say I filmed both of ours, and it was kind of hard in the moment because you're focusing on the camera and what you're getting versus what is actually happening.
Mm-hmm.
So for me personally, Like, if it's another lady in there who's gone through this and she's filming and taking pictures, I'm kind of all for it. I think it would be great.
You're not naked on stirrups, though.
You don't know what my Saturday nights are like.
Okay,
no.
But that's part of it. That's part of it too.
What?
Is neither one of us mothers stood there staring between her legs.
Yeah,
we were respectfully on the.
But
side.
It's not again. It's not sexual, you guys.
No,
it's quite
not.
Beautiful,
it's not.
Honestly. Like
you are just
I
very
choke
vulnerable.
Up when I. It is such a beautiful thing to watch.
Yeah,
it was pretty damn incredible. And again, if it's another woman who's gone through it, I personally, I'm like, eh.
I just don't think
you have one. You know what goes on.
I don't think that automatically makes it okay. I think it's still okay for a woman to be like, I don't care if you've had 10 babies. I don't want you in there. You know, I just want to be by myself.
All right. Vicky, thank you for calling.
You bet. Have a good day.
You
Thanks,
too.
Vicky.
Let's get a dude's opinion. Hey, Robert.
Hello.
Hello.
All right, Robert. Tread lightly, buddy. What are your thoughts? What are your
Come
thoughts,
on.
Man?
Tread lightly, he says, as I ask my fiance when we have kids what we would do. And honestly, she makes a very good point. And so does Katie. Yes, another female in there would be nice. But how about your own mother? And I get it, her mom's not around anymore. But I guarantee if her mom was, she would be the only female she wanted there because she has literally seen it and everything about it. So you don't want some in-laws to be like, oh, hey, look, here's everything. Congratulations. Welcome to my world.
Yeah.
You don't want that.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. You've now seen everything about it.
Right.
So, I mean, there are some good points about, if she's in there, then it's time. And you're like, no, get out. You know, she has to respect that. But honestly, if she's not comfortable now, what means that's going to be any different in the moment that she has a baby? It's not. So I think that she should stand her ground, and if her husband can't respect that, I'm sorry, but you may lose that opportunity to be in the room with her as well.
I will say, I don't like the forcefulness of the husband. I don't know what I do with the email. I set it down because he's got a line in here. Here it is. This isn't just your baby.
Yeah, that
you need
I don't
to
like.
Compromise. Like
I don't like that.
That's kind of a D move, I think.
It is extremely. It's like, yeah, it's not only your baby, it's our baby. But I'm sorry, she's the one giving birth. All you had to do was biology, and congratulations, you did nothing for 9 months.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Robert, congratulations with you and your fiance when you guys get married.
Next fall, and I will be hopefully sending you guys an invite to send you guys an invite.
Yay!
Hell yeah!
We want to go to a wedding.
You never know. We might show up, dude.
Yeah.
I would be absolutely thrilled for all three of you to come.
That'd be funny,
Oh,
huh?
My gosh, we're going to
all
a
right.
wedding, Josh.
Send us the invite. Send us the invite, Robert. Thank you for calling, buddy. Have a good day.
Thanks, Thank Robert.
You.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, that's... Good,
Jen's
though.
Been holding forever. Hey, Jen, thank you for holding. Sorry about that.
You're fine.
So what do you think about Clara's situation with the mother-in-law? Looking at her hoo-ha.
Oh, I had a baby this last year.
Yeah?
And I think that it is one of the most, I don't fall in the camp of it was beautiful. I think it was gross and horrible.
Yep.
And I didn't want anybody in there except my husband because I would prefer to just, you're vulnerable. And I think that there's a very different relationship between a mother-in-law,
Yeah.
There are some relationships, where some, future moms might want their mother-in-law, but if she's feeling uncomfortable about it, it's her body, it's her birth. I agree with you that I don't like that the husband said, well, it's my baby too. Well, you're not the one getting, pushing a watermelon out or potentially getting your body cut open or, and
yep.
it's very emotional and hard. And I think it's 100% the mom's decision.
I think if it did escalate to an emergency C-section type situation, I think as the husband, I would even be like, all right, y'all need to get the hell out because it just got real now.
Yeah.
I would want the mother.
Mine did that.
Yeah?
And I got to the point where I was like, oh my gosh, I need my mom. And so my mom was in the hospital waiting. And so she came up, but I didn't have her in there for the longest time. But my mom was close.
Right. Yeah. That's nice. That's good.
So it's very different when it start, when they're starting to throw around, C-section, and then it starts getting a little intimidating.
Oh. I watched Knickknacks, Jen, because our daughter was a few months early, and man, I saw intestines. That was intense.
My husband's like, ugh.
Yeah. I was like, at one point, I was like, I got to look away.
Yeah, you can't unsee it.
I can't unsee this. Yeah. You're right. You're right.
No, it's something.
So I think 100% up to what mom wants. And I'm sorry, but like the husband saying it's my baby too. Okay, but it's the mom's emotions and the mom's body and the mom, you know, the mom's feelings. And it's really what you want is healthy mom, healthy baby, and having her stressed out or nervous about mother-in-law being in there is not going to be helpful either.
That's a huge point. Huge point. Jen, thank you so much for calling. We appreciate you. Great call. Really great call. We can roll through a few more on this. I'm kind of seeing which way this is going for Clara. Lisa, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
Well, good morning. What do you want to say?
Well, I was the first to have the baby and my daughter in the family. I'm a Hispanic family, so large family. Mother-in-law was like, oh, yeah, everybody's going to be in the room. Yeah, this is going to be beautiful. Well, then it was a hard pregnancy. And I'm like, no. When it was time to, you know, push baby out, I was like, you know what? I want everybody out. I had a reaction to my epidural. I was on oxygen. It was chaotic. There's people everywhere. They start pulling everything up and they're like, it's time to have a baby. And I'm like, you know what? I want everybody out of here.
Yeah.
Nobody would leave. And my husband hid my mother-in-law on the other side of the curtain and looked at me and said, everybody's out. And I'm like, I can see legs. And I'm like, I want everybody
out. He hid the mother-in-law. What?
I looked at the nurse and I said, I literally looked at the nurse and I said, we have two options. You put my husband on a gurney, spread eagle, and we can do this together. Or you call security because I'm not having this baby. And I closed my legs, locked my knees, and I'm like, I'm not doing it. They called. They picked up the phone and they're like, everybody out of here now. Now.
No way.
And again, like at first I was like, yeah, this is great. It's going to be beautiful. But then again, you're so vulnerable and you're just sitting there. And I was in so much pain. I didn't want to see anybody's face.
Yeah.
And then I felt like it was just me and the nurse because my husband was like, no, I want all the family in here. It's beautiful. No, it's not freaking beautiful.
It's not.
No, it's not.
I feel like you are. I feel like you are going to cuss. Take a breath. Take a breath. I don't want you to cuss.
No, like even my daughter, she just had a baby, you know, and I was like, no, I hid in the waiting room. I'm like, this is all you.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You want me?
Not going
that's
in there.
Fine, but I'm going to respect you and I'm going to sit here and, you know, wait, eat popcorn and wait for you. And
yes.
He demanded me to come in there and I was like, are you sure? Are you positive you want me in here? You kick me out at any time because this
is
you.
I'm out.
I love you, Lisa.
Yeah,
Lisa. Like the passion here.
Are you still mad at your husband? Because I am.
Yeah, I'm pissed at him too. He hit your mother-in-law.
When it gets brought up, I'm like, do you remember the nurse almost had to call security on your mom?
You hit your mom.
Yes.
What the heck?
I'm mad at him too,
no,
Lisa.
No, it's her body. It's her decision.
Hard no.
Shut up.
Hard no.
Tell him to shut up.
Lisa, thank you for the call. You're awesome. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Bye,
you too.
Lisa.
Oh,
I love her.
Shut up.
Daniela, wasn't she great?
Good morning.
Good morning. She was all fired up. Yeah. All right, so what do you think? We'll take you, Lily, and Sierra. We got three more calls, so go ahead and sound off.
So I was also a mom baby nurse, and at the end of the day, yes, it is the mother's decision who's in the room. But also with experience of having three kids myself, sometimes that extra woman that like is part of the family is helpful because the dads sometimes are clueless and aren't
sometimes
as much of a support. And it's, you know, and the nurses are amazing and great. But, you know, when you have that bond with somebody closer, you know, sometimes it's better to have their support as well, just because the dads aren't always, you know, they don't know what to do. They don't know what you're going through. You know, they can't experience what we do and what we go through. So so having that extra support, you know, I hope she doesn't make it the decision just based on I want it my way and that's it. I hope she's a little more open about it and, you know, considers it, or at least letting the family be in the room up until the point. But in my experience and with many women that I've been there to help labor through, they, you know, when you're in the moment, as long as everything's going okay, you don't care who's in there. If you don't, I mean, if you have a room full of people, that's a different story. But usually when you're in the moment, you're focused on what you're doing, right? And whether you're on drugs and you're floating through it or you're in pain, you know, as long as people aren't making noise and stuff like that, and you're focused, you're usually good. So
yeah, right. You make really good points.
Not a bad thing.
You make good points on the other side of this argument, Daniela. So
definitely
thank you.
Looking at it from a different side. Thank you for all that.
Thanks for stepping up.
Thank
Have a good day. All right.
You too.
Bye-bye. Yeah, all right, two more. She makes some good points.
Well, because guys are clueless.
Sometimes.
With
I just was staring.
Joe, Zoe's dad, he looked down on the other side of the curtain, made the most disgusting face, and then looked at me. I was like, don't look like that. Why are you looking at me like
that? And you haven't, you weren't even given birth yet.
Shut up.
Lily, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Lily.
I'm so excited. I have to tell you, I'm a longtime listener, first-time caller, so this is wonderful to talk to you guys. But I wanted to let you guys know, I'm living this. I'm living every minute of this.
All right. Well, tell us. What's going on?
Well, I'm on my fourth child, and it's a surprise for me. And my mother-in-law wants to also be in the room, and she had contributed to the birth of my third child. At first I was like, this is her only child, my husband, and I want her to be a part of it because all of my family members were part of the other births. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, I wanted to have her be a part of it. Well, like Daniela said, it depends on your bond with your in-law. So I would suggest that it depends on the bond. And if in her gut feels like she doesn't want to be there, then don't have her there. Mm-hmm. Because now I'm like, okay, the only thing when I had years later said, hey, mother-in-law, what did you think of the birth now that you were able to witness one out of the three? The only thing she responded with was, I'm glad that I wasn't you. And I'm like,
what a weird thing to say.
But I was expecting, oh my God, it was special to me.
You did
great for me. Yeah. Or just, I'm glad to be a part of it. Nothing of that nature. Because I was thinking it was going to be a special moment for her.
She's like, man, I would have pushed harder personally.
Yes. And it was her response that I'm like, okay, she doesn't need to be there.
Yeah,
like, if it's not
you,
a special moment for you, because, and I just thought that was weird. So anyways, if Clara has a gut feeling to not have her mother there, I would say don't do it.
Okay.
Because, yeah.
No, that's you're speaking smart. From experience. So how many is this for you? Four, you said?
Oh, girl. Yes, I'm on my fourth.
Oh, girl.
What happened? Did you guys have dating?
You can say it was an accident.
Yeah? Do you have like a little too many cocktails on date night, Lily?
Are you kidding me? I have three other kids. Do you think I have time to
clean up? Right.
So it was a quickie in the closet is what you're saying.
Caught you.
Lily, you made us all smile this morning.
Yes, thank you for your story. Because the light you're shining on all this, it's just another way for us to look at it.
Good luck with number four, Lily.
Oh, gosh. Thank you so much for letting me on and talking to you guys.
Of
Have
course.
A good day.
Thanks,
all right, you
Lily.
Too.
Thanks,
Bye.
Lily.
Bye.
Oh, she's sweet.
All right.
She's hilarious.
Sierra, you can have the final word today. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi.
So I agree with a lot of them in the fact that if she changes her mind, she changes her mind. It doesn't matter if it's now or if it's in the delivery room. Because when I had my first kid, I had my mom in there. And I wanted her in there because, obviously, the Robert said she's seen everything because she birthed me. She had to wipe my butt when I was growing up. So being the mother-in-law, it's like you don't have that same comfort as you do with your own mom. So that makes sense as to why if her mom was alive, she would have her in there. But I think that his comment was really harsh as well in saying that you need to compromise because my mom was in there for my first baby, but she was not in there for my second baby. Because my husband didn't want her in there to begin with, and I kind of just took it on myself as this is what I want the first time because I was nervous. It's my first baby and everything and scared. And then I took into consideration his opinion because his mom did want to be in there, but, you're not my mom. You didn't see all of that as a baby. Mm-hmm. So it definitely is – I feel like it's definitely more up to her. But I did tell him that she's not going to be in there. I carried the baby. You're cutting the umbilical cords.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I like it. I like that.
Definitely set that. Yeah,
you got to take charge.
I had to
you do
for 9 months.
Yeah. Set those boundaries.
Part in this too.
Yeah,
no, Sierra, thank you so much for calling this morning and giving us the last word. You have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Sierra.
All right. I think the consensus was pretty much put your foot down and say no. I'm giving birth.
Yeah.
This thing's coming out of me. You're not going to be in there. And honestly, for as much as I was playing devil's advocate, yeah, she should not be in there, right?
Well, I think
this is up to the mom.
One text where Stacy was like, even calling me out. Oh my God, Katie, what's one more person? I had four kids, and usually there's 15 people in there. Who cares if there's one more? So
again, it's going to come down to individual preference,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, totally,
and individual family and the comfort of the mom. But I think in this case, if she's really not feeling it, she needs to be like, honey. No one's going to be in there, including you if you're snarky to me all the time. To the
Jessica just said, have him schedule a vasectomy and tell him your sister's going to be there.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Speaking
good.
Of births and stuff, I have this portable hard drive that I take back and forth to home and to work. And on the hard drive is some pictures from the delivery and a video of Knick Knack with our firstborn, Reed.
Yeah.
It's on my external hard drive. There's been a couple times I've forgotten it at work, plugged into the computer in the editing room, and I panic because I'm like, who's going to be the nosy employee that's like, oh, what's on this hard drive? And they're going to get a very rude awakening at some point if I forget it here and they're clicking too much.
Reed's birth.
Get a little more familiar with Knick Knack.
They're
going to
know a lot about my wife. So I always, like, I triple check before I leave sometimes if I've been using that hard drive at work. I'm like, is it in my bag? Like, I physically touch it in my bag.
Yeah.
Because I don't want Josh in there snooping around. Oh, and
you know who that's who it'd be, too.
It would be totally Josh.
I am respectful.
Hey, guys, thank you so much for all of the phone calls. You guys power this show. Case in point, full phone lines through that entire thing and massive amounts of text.
That was great. Thank you.
Thank you so much to all of our listeners.